like last time, it didn't record you, like, not being good at the countdown.
It's fine. We're live now, though. It says it. I see it.
Okay. So, hi, everyone. Sorry for the delay. We had some technical issues, like we always do when we try to work with any sort of podcasting. So, it was just, you know, a regular day. But we are here to celebrate 3 years of Rewatchable, as well as our 150th episode, which is crazy. Anyone have sound effects? Mitch, that's your job.
Oh, I'm getting on it. Don't worry. Yes, it is so crazy that we are on this episode.
We've also lost your...
Yeah, your face is gone.
Come back. There I am. Yay. I'm just so ugly. Everyone's going to laugh at me.
Oh, God.
That's terrifying sounding. Does that, like,
why did we make that Mitch's job?
Yeah, who... No, don't give him any power.
No.
All right, well, today we're going to be talking all about Nicolas Cage, our favorite actor in the entire world. So I hope you guys are ready.
Oh, God.
Stop. No.
Oh, God. Danya was ready for that.
Yes. Shut it down. Just shut the whole thing down.
Okay. That is terrifying. Amazing. We're not talking about Nicolas Cage. I mean, we can if we want to, but that's not the sole purpose of this podcast. So really quick, anybody who is tuning in live, thank you for doing that. And this will also be going up as an audio episode on Rewatchable, like usual, since it is our 150th episode. So, as usual, you can contact us through email at rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. Twitter is @re_watchable. This post on hypeable.com and any of our Buffy-centric posts, and rewatchablepodcast.tumblr.com. So, that's exciting. I feel kind of nervous because, like, I'm not on screen, so I can look at the doc and not have to worry about, do I remember those things? I feel like I have to look at the camera. But I'm not going to. Okay, so, first off, people on this podcast, I don't want to go first, so we should probably introduce ourselves and then let us know which rewatchable rounds that you've been on so far. So, I'm making you go first.
Thanks! Hi, I'm Kristen, and I was on Firefly, as well as Freaks and Geeks, and now Buffy. So, two of the very shortest rounds of Rewatchable, and then possibly one of the longest. So, yay!
That's cool.
Yes.
Brittany?
I'm Ariana. Hi. No. I've been on Pushing Daisies, and Avatar. Oh, Freaks and Geeks, too. And Korra. And now, Buffy, of course.
You sounded a little sad when you said that.
No, I actually couldn't remember. I tried to do them in order, and then I forgot what order they came in. So I was actually just really thinking.
And Danya?
I have been on Pushing Daisies, Avatar, and Korra. So, yeah.
Mitch?
So I've been on Pushing Daisies, Korra, Veronica Mars, Avatar, and now Buffy. I think I got them all.
Danielle?
Oh, gosh. Not many. I've been on Veronica Mars. That was actually my first podcast ever, which was kind of terrifying because I was hosting it. So thanks for not hating me, I guess.
We like to throw people under the bus.
What?
We like to throw people under the bus.
It was a pretty big bus, but it was a good bus. It was a great bus. And then after that, we did Pushing Daisies. And then I was kind of out of it for a while, and I jumped back in for Freaks and Geeks. And now I'm kind of just watching along with Buffy, and whenever the podcast is in need, I can jump in. So, that's me.
Cool. And Kyle?
So, I started with Firefly, And then I did Pushing Daisies. And those are the two that I've done. So much fun.
You're a throwback host.
Yeah.
Just because you were on Firefly as well. But yeah, I've been on all of them. That came out not at all my
time. Karen's like, brag.
I'm the special one.
We wanted to have a couple other hosts on today. Selena, Laura, Natalie, Caitlin, they all tried to come, but some of them couldn't. Ariana, we wanted her to be here as well, but she had some other plans, unfortunately. So this is the team, but I think it's a good mix of, you know, some current hosts and some of the older ones, so that's really exciting. Let's see. Do you guys want to do fun facts? Did anyone prepare anything?
I have a great one, so yeah.
Okay. Like, I suggested it. I didn't prepare.
Mitch, do you want to go first?
Sure. So for the first time ever, I am going out of my way to complete a Pokédex on a Pokémon game, and I don't even know why I'm spending so much money and time on this, because it's just going to be a digital certificate. But I'm putting way too much work into this. It's getting crazy. So it's $10 per game. I bought the two games. I have to keep resetting them to get different. Oh my, I'm gonna rip my hair out. But like, I'm already to the point where I'm like too into it that if I stop now, it's gonna be really bad. So then I'll be really disappointed in myself. So I have to commit. And I'm only doing like Pokemon Red and Blue. It's not even like the new ones. There's 151, and it's so hard. It is so difficult. Like, it really stresses me out.
I got it!
Huzzah!
Well, you didn't miss much, Caitlin, so that's good. We're just talking about which rewatchable rounds we've been on.
All of them.
See? I'm not the only one. Okay, cool. Well, really glad that you made it. That's exciting. And we'll just keep going with fun facts. Did you have a fun fact?
My fun fact is that it just took me half an hour to get logged into this Google Hangout and three browsers.
Well, but you're here. Yay!
I am persistent, apparently.
And it pays off.
Exactly.
Rewatchable is worth it.
Hold on one second. Go back to... Is that a Supernatural poster behind you?
Yes.
Ah! That's so cool. I love that.
I have an interesting fun fact for y'all.
Okay.
That I don't know if you know. I think you guys know. But as most of you know, I work at Disneyland doing character work and stuff. And Damien McGinty, who was on Glee, who was like the Irish kid on Glee, came in to visit the characters, and I happened to be friends with Minnie Mouse, and I made him propose to me, and his girlfriend was like, he's my boyfriend, you know that? And I said, sorry, I didn't want to be a homewrecker, and I did this. I did homewrecker, and I was like, I'm not a homewrecker. And she forgave me, and it was great.
Aww.
So, a little Glee fun. For you guys.
Was that like today?
No, that was literally a year ago on my time hop. It came up and I was like,
yeah, I think I remember this. Yeah, that was a while ago.
That's pretty cool though. Yeah. Brittany, did you say you had a fun fact?
No, I said I proposed and did not prepare. I was okay. Two fun facts. I don't have a fun fact. I got a Harry Potter coloring book in the mail and I'm really excited about it. And that's about it.
Cool.
I have to come up with another one for when we record an actual episode in an hour and a half.
Yeah. Danielle, do you have one?
I'm cosplaying Agent Carter at conventions, and I bought like a $50 World War II jacket, which I love, so... Fun fact, I'm going to look like Peggy.
That's awesome. I'm excited.
That is a pretty fun fact.
I helped you.
You did. You helped me so much. Yeah, I have the pins on the lapel. The only thing I have left to do is to put like the nice buttons, they're around here somewhere, and like attach them to the jacket.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Danya, do you have a fun fact?
Kind of fun. So the 1st of March was St. David's Day, and I've been a little bit homesick. And so I don't have any daffodils in the room, but there's daffodils, like, everywhere. And my mum sent me a little sheep and this little sign. It's a wooden carved sign that says, anyone can cuddle, but only the Welsh can kutch. And kutch is a Welsh word for hug, basically. So, yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah, that's my fun fact, is I've been homesick, so I got sent loads of Welsh goodies, so.
That's cool. Awesome. Okay. I think you and are left.
Do I have fun facts? I was listening to everyone else's fun facts, and they were better than anything I could come up with. Let's see. Karen and I had a lot of fun preparing for this episode of Rewatchable, and you may or may not see some really interesting prop-like items show up during this episode. Based on
I'm
the
intrigued. Is it going to be better than Nicolas Cage's face, though? Let's be real.
Oh, boy.
Most things are better than Nicolas Cage's face.
Yes, yeah, I certainly hope so.
Just be glad you missed that, Caitlin. It was bad.
Okay, so that's kind of like... No, it's...
Oh, my God. Go away.
That was going to be my fun fact, so thanks for stealing that.
You're welcome.
So my fun fact is, because this is a live episode, nobody has to edit it.
Yeah!
So we're just going to stick the music on and post it. So
that's very fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's a party.
Okay, so what are everybody's favorite rewatchable rounds? This is hard for me because, one, we haven't gotten through Buffy yet, and Buffy is one of my all-time favorite shows, so that might end up being my favorite, but can't lie that Veronica Mars really sticks out in my head a lot. And,
yeah,
that has a lot to do with Danielle, and I know her answer, too, so... I'm assuming that's yours.
Oh, yeah, sure, I can go. Veronica Mars is definitely mine, just because I love the show, and we had a great time, and I really miss that in my life, so definitely Veronica Mars.
Okay, Brittany, what about you?
Probably Freaks and Geeks. Definitely Freaks and Geeks. No, it was Avatar.
We're all like accepting this fact.
Yeah, I had no idea what I made of that.
I was like, she has to be joking, right?
Yeah, no, it was Avatar. Because I went into Avatar being like, not going to like this at all. Cartoon, just going to get through it until we get to something else. And then I was like, oh no. This is bad. It's so good, guys. I see it on Nicktoons now, and I just stop everything, and I'm like, well, I'm going to watch this for the rest of the day. And it's so good. And it brought me Boomy, so I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true. Kyle, what's your favorite round?
My favorite round was Firefly. I'm biased. It was the first one. And I had so much fun, especially with the fact that I, like, absolutely hated Shepherd Book for no reason, and I couldn't shake it at all. I literally could not shake it, and I just hated him.
The legend of Kyle's Shepherd Book hatred.
Okay, and Danya?
This one's really easy for me.
It's Avatar!
Avatar was absolutely my favorite round of rewatchable. I don't think anything's ever going to top that for me. It was so good. I loved it. So many awesome jokes came out of that as well.
Like, Caitlin as the boulder?
Yes, and Mitch the lazy avatar.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy that Brittany drew a picture for me for that, because it was just, you know, it really commemorated the moment forever.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of completely covered in, like, avatar stuff today, so it's like my little Captain Planet avatar t-shirt as well. So, yeah, avatar has a very special place in my heart.
That's good. Caitlin, what about you?
I have to give the nod to Veronica Mars, too. We had just such a good group, and it was so fun to be doing it when the movie was coming out.
Oh, yeah.
So there was the whole, like, revival thing going on while we were doing it, so it just had this perfect atmosphere to do it at that time. And that's not to say I haven't loved all the other rounds, but I do have a soft spot for Veronica Mars.
Oh, makes me so happy.
I forgot who else I haven't called on. You and Mitch, did I ask you yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Mitch, what's your favorite round?
Like, I want to choose Veronica Mars, but I know deep down in my heart it has to be Avatar, because it's like, it feels like Veronica Mars was like, it was my introduction to Rewatchable. I was getting into it, so I wasn't as apt to everything. But then in Avatar, it started to really become kind of a thing that I could see myself doing for a while, and it was amazing. It was so fun to have the group that we had for that. I loved having Danya read in her storytelling voice whenever she'd read the recaps. It was just so wonderful. It really was very nice. And just the whole Zutara thing, like, that will never be ever replicated in any of the rewatchable, because it was so amazing to have all the newbies think that Zutara was a thing. And it is. But it isn't. And I love it.
It's so just rude. It was the rudest thing that's ever happened to me.
And then Brittany with her boomy and Caitlin with her boulder. It just
Yeah. Avatar did a lot for the podcast in terms of, like, all the inside jokes. I feel like 99% of our inside jokes came from the Avatar round, and the people who don't listen to that just don't get half the things we're saying anymore.
Like, hey.
I can confirm that.
Me too. Like, me too. Caitlin's schedule is an Avatar thing.
Yes, it is.
Oh my god, yes, Caitlin's schedule.
And no one will be ever able to wear face paint without Brittany noticing.
I contemplated painting half of my face today.
That would have been fabulous.
I really thought about it. And I can't believe that in Korra it was face paint. I just, so good.
It was amazing. That was so perfect.
What was your favorite round?
I'm going to have to say, I think it's gonna be Buffy. I think it has been Buffy. I mean, Firefly and Freaks and Geeks were interesting. Like, Firefly, we got all the kinks. Like, we started to figure out what this was, and you guys kind of mastered it when you took on Veronica Mars. But I think I'm really enjoying Buffy so far, and it's only gonna get better, so I'm gonna say Buffy.
Yes. It's so exciting to watch her watch the show. It's, like, my favorite part.
Bad Eggs was particularly ridiculous. When we talk about it in the next episode, yeah, you'll all see it was
oh,
nuts.
Did you just get to that one? Oh, yeah. No.
There's a reason I didn't schedule myself this week.
Power of the pen,
Caitlin's real reason for scheduling, right there.
You know, I tend to keep getting all of these episodes, just so you know.
And it's really convenient the two bad ones always seem to be wrapped up together. Like, there'll be a big group of good ones, and they always pair up, and then all of a sudden it'll be like, and here are two stinkers. And it's really weird. It's like they knew that Rewatchable was coming when they were filming Buffy.
Yes, they knew. We were always meant to be. Okay, so we're going to get a little sappy now. Oh, I just remembered something that we forgot.
Secrets are no fun.
On the table.
I'll be right back.
telling you, we planned this. Okay, so basically I wanted to know if Rewatchable was the cause of you guys, like, meeting anybody new, or, like, if you have any fun stories or anything like that, because of the podcast. Because I know, like, we were at Indie PopCon. We had a presence there, and we got to meet and talk with some people who were really interested in the podcast and that sort of thing. So does anybody have any fun stories?
I do. Well, this isn't a fun story because it was open to everyone, but I just took it very personally and was very sad when Avatar ended. But I had a lovely Twitter romance with Avatar Central during Korra and Avatar. That was fun.
That was really sweet. I really appreciated that.
I miss Avatar Central tweeting us.
We found our hats.
Oh, wow, the hats.
Oh, yeah. I bought these for Karen's birthday, and they needed to be used again.
Adorable.
You have something, Danielle?
I mean, probably just the fact that when I started writing for Hyperbole, I didn't really talk to anybody, like, at all. And I mean, I had started with Ariana, but it was kind of more like, oh, well, she doesn't have an article out this week. That means I'm doing okay. Like, it was weird. And then once we actually started podcasting is when I made friends and, like, when I really embraced what the site could be. And so without this podcast, I don't know if I would have, like, gone to a convention with you guys or, like, had Karen come and, like, stay in my house and sleep in my bed. Like, I don't think that would have happened without it. So that's my...
Ooh, sort of saucy. Favorite.
I was in the next room. It's okay, Mitch.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's cool. Anybody else have fun stories?
Danielle, of course, Mitch. You, Ariana, and I... are like besties five ever because of Rewatchable and our Gossip Girl, because we started bonding over Gossip Girl randomly one day. And ever since, we've had a Facebook conversation going on full of juicy details. It's so much fun. And just the three of us just kind of like talking through life. It's kind of like Karen's Sisterhood of the Traveling Socks. You know, it's that kind of feel. We're really into it. We're really getting along. You wouldn't know that yet, Danielle. But Karen gave Natalie a pair of socks by accident, and then everyone in Natalie's life is wearing these socks. Now they're all friends.
I did hear that, yeah.
You did hear that. So, yeah, and I think we have our own thing going on, Danielle, too. You, Adia, yeah. And I.
Our GG three-way is what it's called.
Yeah, it's called Gossip Girl three-way, so GG three-way. Every once in a while, people will look at it in my Facebook feed, and they'll say, like, are you putting a three-way with someone? And I'm like, no, this is just Gossip Girl. And it kind of all started, I think, from, like, maybe from, like, the Clucking Hens thing, didn't it, Danielle? Like, when, I think that was Pushing Daisies.
Yeah, it was Pushing Daisies.
Someone wrote in that you and Ariana were clucking hens about something really dumb.
Clucking witch hens, Mitch. Get it right.
It's so specific. I love it. And then we all kind of just, like, came together after that, too. And it's fabulous because then we all three met up for the first time. At the beach in California, and we were able to complete the trifecta of the Gossip Girl three-way, and I like to say that Rewatchable did that. So that's, like, the biggest thing that Rewatchable's done for me, like, brought in these two lovely ladies into my life.
And gave you a three-way.
And it gave me, apparently, a three-way, you know, as you do. I mean, we're talking about Gossip Girl, and that's a thing that happens often, so follow the source material, what can I say?
Oh my goodness.
That's cool. I think, like, I don't know. The friendship thing, like, Rewatchable definitely, like, made me a lot closer to people that I wouldn't necessarily talk to all the time because we don't work together in our fandoms and that sort of thing. Like, obviously, Danielle, that's a big one. I did fly to Chicago to go see her, and that all started with Veronica Mars and with Rewatchable, so that's exciting. And I don't know, like, going to conventions and just understanding people's cosplay more, and especially, like, with the Avatar universe, there are a lot of people who cosplay as those characters, and now, like, I totally get it, and it's so exciting. And one time, Michal, who was on those rounds as well, she couldn't make it to a signing for the creators and gave me the ticket to do for her. But then I ended up having to leave to go somewhere else. And so, who was I with? Danya, was I with you? Yeah, remember? When we, like, chased down, I think it was Aang and Toph cosplayers, and we gave it to them, and their faces were like, this is the best day of my life. It made me feel really awesome.
It was a lot of, like, are you sure? Are you really sure? Are you... No, really? Are you sure that you want to do that? And Karen's like, yes.
I literally cannot.
Like, take them from me. Go and meet. Go and meet them. Go. Be free. yeah, that was a really great moment.
Yeah, that was cool.
It's really great to see Karen's reactions to cosplayers now. That's pretty delightful.
How? It just like, snapped me.
Well, if you're taking it off,
it's fine because it hurts. Okay, that's done. okay, let's get into some of the stuff that I prepared. First up, well, this one's not exciting, although you can't see it right now. But okay, so I just wanted to go through maybe like favorite memories, best jokes, like anything that you can remember. I'm awful at this because I don't remember anything that happened in the earlier runs of Rewatchable. So first up is Firefly, and in honor of Firefly, I'm wearing a Firefly t-shirt. Let's see if I can show this off. It's the it's Serenity, and it's Doctor Who.
It's the train.
The train job. Yeah. It's getting Doctor Who TARDIS.
Oh my god, I love that shirt.
So it's cute. It's really
it's
cute.
It's like the train job episode. Oh, so good.
Does anyone have any fun memories of Firefly doing the Firefly round?
Can I say that my favorite memory of the Firefly round is watching Serenity and then hearing I'm a Leaf on the Wind? Is that terrible?
You're the worst!
You're mean! Get out!
You're fired. Can I fire people?
Yes!
I remember watching that
I
and
might
like,
be able
we,
to.
We were discussing the episode and I was like, I thought that was awesome and everyone on the episode was like, what the heck?
No, Kyle. No. We know that you like killing people and people dying, but no.
Well, okay, you can't say that on the internet, okay? The FBI is going to come to my home.
Just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
Killing fictional people.
Yeah, you fictional.
Yes,
it's a
yes,
very
okay.
key word.
Which is
it's
not
a very
that
key word in that statement, all right?
I mean, I don't know your life, Kyle.
I would hope you know me enough that I don't actually do that. Okay. But yeah, and then my other favorite moment is just how every episode they'd be like, "All right, Kyle, like, has your opinion of Shepherd Book changed? Like he like sacrificed himself for this, and like he like did all this stuff," and I'm like, "No, no."
You were so convinced he was evil the whole time.
I'm still convinced. I still have.
I was going to ask, did you ever go back and like rewatch it and maybe look at it now that you know the full story?
I haven't yet. I've only seen Serenity again, just because the movie happened to be on TV and was like, ooh. I found out the other day. I found that I have the entire series in my bookshelf. Like I didn't realize that I owned the entire Firefly series, and so I don't know how it got there. I don't remember buying it, so I'll take a look at it again. My friend loves Serenity, so my roommate loves Serenity, so we'll probably sit and watch it, or Firefly, rather.
Cool.
I have a Firefly memory.
Yeah?
We did our one and only episode commentary with Firefly, and it was a total failure.
I remember that.
I forget, wasn't it? It's the one on the ship, right? In the dark?
Yeah, and they go onto the other ship. And we couldn't quite sync up because some of us were on DVD and some were on Netflix, and one of them had like an intro that the other one didn't, and we were never quite with it. And then everyone was like, don't do that again. That was awful.
See, see, we listen. Yeah. We have not done it again.
I think it would be a really, like, really cool thing to do if you can actually make it work.
The way we made it work for, we did it with Not Another Teen Wolf podcast, but we did it when we were all in the same room. So,
yeah.
If you ever get a few of us at a convention or something, it would be a fun thing to do.
If you can find it on YouTube or, like, illegally upload it yourself or whatever, in this Google Hangout, I think you could, like, present a video and everyone else can see it, or you can screen share or whatever else, and, like...
We can't edit the podcast, Mitch. Don't talk about illegal things.
We can't break the law.
Probably shouldn't upload episodes of Firefly. That's not going to help us out, is it?
I think, have you guys watched, has the musical episode come up yet for Buffy?
No. Don't talk about anything.
I just know that there's one that exists,
there's,
and I feel like that would be a really fun one.
You just ruined it, Kyle. No, the spoilers unrewatchable.
I love horrible musical episodes of things.
Like Grey's Anatomy?
Grey's Anatomy.
That was just bad.
But Agent Carter.
How to save a life.
That was amazing. Don't even start with me. I haven't watched Agent Carter. No spoilers.
Agent Carter is a musical episode?
You can get for the die for that. I'm sorry.
Claire, you have to watch it. You're going to be too high.
Watch it legally. Watch it on abc.go.com.
Yes, watch it. Yes, watch it on ABC and tweet about it like crazy because it needs to come back.
I know. I'm really nervous. Okay. My memories from Firefly are like, I don't know, it was so long ago, but I remember being happy. I remember, that's when Selena started the podcast. Like, that was all very exciting, and I had no idea what was to come and how much longer we were going to do this, so it's pretty cool thinking back on all of that. And, I was a pretty new fan back then, even though I was a super fan, so it was interesting to, like, having just watched it, fall in love with it, and then coming back and talking about it. And I think that really got me into podcasting a lot, even though I had already been on podcasts at that point. So rewatchable is really good if you want to, like, test the waters for that kind of thing and see how you mesh with other people. Okay, so next up is Veronica Mars. And for Veronica Mars, I brought a camera.
Oh, you're so cute.
So, yeah, Danielle, I'm sure you want to kick off this section.
Yes, there was that one time when we were podcasting, and during the podcast, I had tweeted at Kristen Bell about how I had imitated her, and she tweeted me back while we were recording, and it took everything that I had to try to just keep going, and then at the end, I told everybody that she had responded to me, and it was amazing. I was so excited.
But she never responded. Remember, we uploaded the clip of you doing the impression of her, and she never responded, and I was so sad.
Okay, I got the first one, so I'm good.
Can I admit something? Like, I don't follow Kristen on Twitter anymore. Not you, Kristen, but Kristen Bell. Because I find her to be kind of like almost illiterate sounding at times. It's really sad because she doesn't really know how to, like, write in proper grammar, and she has really weird abbreviations, and it really does annoy me. I can't, like, look at it anymore. I mean, it's really sad because I love the woman, but her Twitter account is almost as bad as Dot Mary Jones sometimes, and that's saying something. That was Coach Beast on Glee. She writes in all caps. It's intense.
I did have to unfollow her because she wrote in all caps. That was just, it was too much for me.
Always, it's just like you have to go out of your way and write all caps
every time she tweeted.
Yeah.
See, but, like, that's how I feel about Carrie Fisher. I have no idea what she's saying, and it seems like she's yelling at me, but that's kind of fun.
It works for some people.
Yeah. I don't know what else happened with Veronica Mars. I mean, there was the movie.
Yeah, that was exciting.
And, bitch, weren't you on the red carpet for the movie?
Oh, hells yeah, I was. And I saw Kristen Bell have a complete and utter meltdown right in front of my face. It was amazing. It's almost like I wanted her to slap me, kind of like Mean Girls, you know? They're always like, one time she slapped me, it was the best thing ever. Like, I kind of wanted Kristen to just, like, yell at me. Because, she was getting upset about I think I'm not going to toss out a name because I don't know the name of the publication. A publication that would post pictures of celebrity children, like paparazzi pictures. She's really against that. I think the publication either lied and said they were someone else or something, and they were right before me, and I waited like an hour to see her. And then she just kind of had a freak out in the middle of the red carpet. Kristen Bell just left. She was like, I can't do this. I can't believe they would lie to me and have me talk to them when they're the ones that are taking paparazzi photos of children. And she just left. And I was kind of amazed. I was like, yes, this is great. I love this. I feel like I'm a part of something now. And then I also got to talk to like Rob Thomas for the first time. But since we had just finished doing Rewatchable Veronica Mars, I hadn't yet been able to Google the show. So I didn't know what Rob Thomas looked like. So, Jed, who's with me, I think, was she on Firefly?
What?
I think Jed was on Firefly.
Jen? Is she on Firefly?
No.
I don't think so.
Sure. Book hype and Invincible, though. So I turned to her and I go, so who's that? She goes, Mitch. And I'm like, what? She's like, that's Rob Thomas. I'm like, that's the creator of the show? She's like, yes. And he came right over and talked to me, and he was so sweet. I'll never forget it, because it was just such a weird moment to, like, not know the creator of a show, but that's the nature of Rewatchable. But, I mean, in the end of the day, I got to talk to both members of my ship, Lick, on the red carpet, and that was the thing I really needed to have happen to me, because that ship needed to happen.
God.
And I was that much closer, because I can influence them, right? You know, like,
no! Scarlet Witch. He had the craziest ship for Veronica Mars. That's a memory. Lick. All the time he is talking about Lick, and it's not a thing.
Logan and Dick? Okay. There is totally, Logan's hand is definitely on Dick's shoulder in the season.
No!
It still is, in my mind. And that's canon. Okay, you can't deny that.
And this is how Zutara was born.
That's probably true. I remember I got the book signed, and I sent it to Danielle, and she was really confused. She already had the book, and she was like, oh no, why is she sending me another copy? But there was a good reason for it.
There was a very good reason. I would reach for it right now, but it's just a little too far away. But I love it so much. It has prime shelf real estate.
Nice. Cool. Anything else for Veronica Mars?
Well, I watched it because you guys did it. Like, I hadn't seen Veronica Mars. I didn't know anything about Veronica Mars, so I watched it because of you guys, so.
Kristen, did you think it was about spaceships before you watched it? Because I did.
Wait, what?
Like, the word Mars being in a show, like, tells me it's supernatural or spacey.
No. Not,
that's
no.
Just you, Mitch.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
I watched the movie because you guys did Rewatchable, and I didn't watch the show, and I always wanted to, but like I never had time. But when the movie came out, I was like, all of my friends love this show, so I'm gonna watch the movie, and I loved it, even though I didn't get any of the references at all. But I could understand the movie. The movie as a standalone made total sense, and so I really liked it a lot. So thank you for introducing me to that, because I never would have seen it before.
Oh, that makes me so happy. So happy.
I love you, Danielle. You're great.
I love you.
Cool. All right. So should we move on to Pushing Daisies now? Do you guys want to see what I brought for Pushing Daisies?
Oh, my gosh, yes, please.
A dead man.
The mini pie.
Aww.
Oh, that's better than a dead man.
Kyle's probably disappointed, though.
They're probably, like, dead berries in there that were brought back to life for that pie.
See, I wasn't going to start that conversation, Brittany, but, like, we're back on the science again, aren't we? Karen, what kind of pie is that?
It's berry pie.
Okay. So if it's fruit coming back to life, I'm okay with that.
I love fishing tasties.
Yeah. It was really different, I feel like, from the first two that we watched, and it was something that I hadn't been familiar with at all. And I liked it, especially in the beginning, and then near the end it was like, I don't know, I still don't really know how I feel about it, but overall I don't know. When I think of Pushing Daisies, I think of really bright colors. That's about
really bad CGI.
Accurate. Yeah, it's weird because it was one of those shows affected by the writer's strike, so it was insanely different at the end of the series than it was near the beginning, and so it was a lot of fun. I remember we were doing Pushing Daisies in the middle of my move down here, like 2 years ago, and I was staying at Mitch's place, and I had to record in his closet.
Yeah, I'll never forget those recording in the closet days.
Oh, yeah.
I'm recording in the closet right now, but like my computer's in the closet and I'm kind of sitting in the bedroom, so it's almost full circle.
Yeah. Was that your first podcast? Really?
Yeah.
Yay!
And here I am, still.
I'm amazed you stayed the way none of us like this.
Yeah, no, I loved Pushing Daisies just because I was a super fan. The only two shows I was super fans on are the shows that everyone hates. So Pushing Daisies and Freaks and Geeks. I'm going to be a newbie from now on. I'm not going to be a super fan ever again.
I didn't hate it. I would fall asleep while watching it. It did get better. I did like it. Better, but I also did get my nickname during that run, though. So.
Yeah, that was Pushing Daisies was the one where you and someone else were
Ariana.
Ariana was called the Clucking Witch Hands.
You know, Danya, I remember a moment with you because I believe you were a host for Pushing Daisies, weren't you?
No, my hosting time was Avatar.
Were you on Pushing Daisies? You were on Pushing Daisies.
Was on Pushing Daisies
because I remember that like. I can't remember who was writing the docs at that point, but whoever it was couldn't do it that week. And then I just like kind of picked it up and just did it in like 10 minutes. And I remember that like after the host read it, you went, "Who wrote this? This is insanely good." And then I was like, because I thought it was bad, because I thought I just like threw it together like horribly. And then you gave me such a high compliment on it, and I was so happy. So I always think of you, Danya, whenever I'm writing docs, because I'm like, it's all going back to that one moment when I wrote about that sunny side up lady on the spotlight.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. I enjoyed every week just discussing the science of it and then finally yelling at Mitch being like, we cannot talk about the science of Pushing Daisies ever again because it'll never end well and we can't figure it out.
And we'll also, go around the circles forever.
My favorite discussion that I can, then probably the only discussion I can remember from Pushing Daisies, is when the horse was in the living room. We're like, okay, but no one, like, forget everything else that was happening in that episode. Everyone was like, okay, but a horse is in the living room. And that was the most shocking thing.
I mean, but really?
Yeah.
How do you get
there? Did no one see it come in? it was fun. Plus, we got to look at Lee Pace for like a couple months, which is never a bad thing.
Yes. He was in his underwear in the beginning of season 2. I can't forget that intro. That was fun.
Classic.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Brittany, that's what we're. I think that's you're saying it's your first podcast. I think that's where I like first met you. Like where I first started becoming friends with you back then.
Yeah,
I think
the first time I talked to a lot of people on Hypeable. Like Danielle was saying with Veronica Mars. Like that was just the first time I was talking. Two people allowed and not just being like overly super polite and talking with a lot of exclamation points in my messages.
Because did we start talking? We probably started talking about American Horror Story back then.
Yeah.
That's probably how we first started like bonding because we're just like, why is Neil Patrick Harris coming in? This is not good.
Yeah.
That's cool. It makes me so happy because then I'm like, I've met everybody here, and I'm living with Kristen now, and a lot of it I think does have to go back to Rewatchable. And the cool thing about doing the live stream too is that we don't get to see each other a lot. Like we might talk every day. Like I definitely talk to like Brittany and Danya every day, and Kristen too, I guess.
Most days.
Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we just stay in our bedrooms. That's a lie. But being able to see each other because we all live so far away and stuff is really cool and exciting. So Thanks again for being here, guys.
Except for Natalie. I've seen Natalie more than anyone on this site, and she lives in Australia. I've seen Natalie more than my best friend from high school, who lives 40 minutes away. I see her, Natalie, more a year.
Why doesn't Natalie just live in New York City by now?
That's insane. I haven't even met you.
I know.
Not yet. Hasn't happened yet. But Natalie, that's crazy.
Yeah, I've seen her more than anyone from Hypeable and more than some people I am friends with at home.
You want to know what this Pushing Daisies thing is doing me in? Because now I want a meat pie. Like, I want one of those Mary calendars, like, microwaved. They're so good. I love them. I'm just craving them so bad. That'd be
maybe
so good.
You just
right
watch
now.
Sweeney Todd or something, and then you won't want it anymore.
Yeah. Karen, that's what you should have done. Instead of baking a birthday cake for us like you said you were going to, you should have all just bought us Mary calendar pies, mailed them to us. We all would eat them on air. We could have a different food for each show. For like Veronica Mars, we could have done marshmallows. For Avatar, we could have done fire flakes. It would have been awesome.
Or jeez, lettuce,
Karen.
I contemplated buying a head of cabbage.
All of the Avatar people just laughed really hard, and the other people were like, that was funny, but I don't know why.
And I just faked that laugh. Yeah, I have no idea why that's funny, but sure, it's funny. Why not?
Okay, well, that's a good transition to talk about Avatar, of which I have this comic that I have still not read, and apparently this is, like, not a comic that I should read.
Ban the comics.
But also, I have cute baby Aang.
Oh,
I was with you when you bought that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I found the Constantine 2 and got really sad, Danya.
Don't. Why would you bring Constantine up? Why? Why would you do that to me? That's really mean. Caitlin, tell her off.
I'm going to have to listen to this, so why did you do it?
He's in hell. Who knows what's happening to him right
now? No. Because okay, Lucifer's there as well.
Okay.
No. I'm going to have to listen to this on Hero Hype, so thanks.
I know we have a lot of Avatar memories, so what's the biggest... I feel like Brittany should really start this off.
Oh, where do I begin? Well, my favorite thing might... All right, I'll do rapid fire because I can't pick one. One, thinking that Zuko's scar was face paint. Two, recognizing Azula in the yes. Agni Kai. Three, meeting Bumi. Changed my life. Four, the buildup of Zutara to where I didn't care, I was tired of hearing about it, and then watching Zuko jump from behind the waterfall and audibly gasping when it happened because I was so excited. Five, my theory that Zuko has carved a betrothal necklace and is still just waiting to give it to Katara while they're, you know, everything's happening with Korra and they just don't care.
Why?
And... Bumi coming back as a member of the White Lotus. Wow. Avatar, like, changed my life. It was so good. Fully embracing that Adiana and I are kindred fire spirits and that our relationship has never been the same since Avatar. A lot. Just a lot. So many things. Ember Island players. Okay, I'm done.
Hashtag the beach.
Hashtag the beach.
Hashtag the beach. Hashtag Team Caitlin's schedule.
This sexy firebending kids just in busty bikinis on top of volleyball nets, burning them down and posing fabulously.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Another thing, all of the things we made, we promised that Karen would do throughout Avatar. Like, watching the birth of her firstborn, was that during Avatar? I don't remember when that was during. when she would stand balance on the volleyball net in a sexy bikini. Just so many, all the things. We finally started switching up the, like, rewards, meaning that other people would be doing them, but just putting Karen through that the whole season was amazing.
I liked when she told us she would do a dragon's dance in front of her friends and family. Yes. And show off her dance.
And the three ponytails I was supposed to wear to Comic-Con, which I actually would have done, it was like the only one that I actually could do, but then nobody left us feedback that week.
Do you know that some people are still demanding their stolen earthbending scrolls, like the Earth Nation scrolls that Azula gets from, I think, like Uncle Iroh or something, and like a flashback? Like, people are like still writing in iTunes reviews, like, I still want my scrolls, Karen. Where are they? The daggers, the daggers, yeah.
Oh, I just remember, I've never gotten so emotional over a show as, like, and not expected it. I was like, it is too much.
Remember how we would just cry, Brittany? Like, sometimes we would report back to each other, and I'd be like, did you just cry during that fight? You were like, yes, it was so emotional. I, like, can't even deal with this.
I watch the Agni Kai between Zuko and Azula. Oh. So many times on YouTube, just because it's so beautiful. I love watching bending. Like, sometimes I'll just go to Tumblr and scroll through GIFs because the bending is, oh, it's so good.
Remember those awesome GIFs they found in coordination for you?
It's so good. I
know. Yeah, and the music of Avatar just was so magical, too, because they did such a good job of hitting right in the right moment. It's not...
And they did such a bad job in Korra.
Yeah, you were so disappointed.
I'm the only person who doesn't like the Korra music. That's okay.
No, it's different, because it's kind of jazzy. I get it. It's totally different vibe.
Is there anyone else on Rewatchable who, like, never watched Korra because they just weren't interested, or am I the only person?
So you've seen Avatar, but you haven't watched Korra?
No, Korra and Avatar, both. Sorry,
I haven't seen either, despite Karen's love, and I assume that she's going to make me watch it at some point, but I haven't seen it yet, so I don't have any idea what's happening right now.
Your life will be improved once you watch it.
Okay. It's my favorite show.
Agreed.
I know.
Before we keep going with Avatar stuff, Kyle has to leave us.
I know, I'm sorry. Yeah. But I wanted to quickly mention, because, like, I really want to talk about what show I want to do next. Like, I was so excited about that part, and I just need to get it off my chest. If we don't do Charmed, I'm going to murder all of you. Fictionally, of course. I'm going to write a story. I'm going to write...
like, I'm still going to write that down, though, so that in case I do die of mysterious circumstances... Like, they'll
defect
you.
Just recorded for posterity. It's online forever, Daniel. Oh, don't worry.
I think Karen is with the same page on that with me. Well, maybe not about the murder part, but the charm part, for sure.
Oh, yeah. If I'm not, if we do Charmed and I'm not on that show, I riot.
Yeah, right? Okay. I'm glad. Okay, good.
I endorsed it because I would be a newbie, which means it won't suck.
Daniel, I want to see you riot. That'd be fun.
No, nobody wants to see me riot, ever. You don't want to see me mad. No one wants to see me mad.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because I love Charmed, and I had to get that off my chest before I leave. Yeah. So, well, I love all of you guys. No, thank you for having me on. I'm so glad I can make it. Like, my schedule's insane, so this is, like, perfect. So I'll talk to you all later. I hope you guys have a good rewatchable.
Kyle. He clearly needs Caitlin to run his schedule for him.
Yeah. Caitlin can see my actual planner. Like, my actual planner has, like, stickers and different colors, and it's pretty great.
That's fabulous, Caitlin.
He would. He definitely would. Well, we have three of the super fans for Avatar on this episode today. So, what big memories do you have from the super fan perspective about Avatar and how the newbies reacted to things?
The tease of everything. Like, I'm pretty sure that they thought there was going to be, like, a new type of bending that, like, I didn't even know, that angrily died or something at one point. Like, they bought into everything we gave them. It was pretty fun. It was really amazing just to
be able
to, like...
It was, Detsuki.
Yes, Detsuki.
Oh, that's right.
You guys.
I'm so mad.
Hashtag awful. Sokka's dead girlfriends.
That was excellent. That was, like, so good. It was, like, the deadpan kind of, yeah, Tsuki's totally dead. It's, like, poor dead Tsuki.
And, like, it's funny because, like, it was a thing that I think even people who hadn't watched the show yet were, like, they bought into it. They're like, okay, it's not a spoiler. The superfans just know and they wanted to share with us to get it over with. But then when they figured out that she wasn't dead, they must have wanted to kill us.
I can't even be mad, though, because it's still so funny.
It was amazing.
That's it.
I think I love still how much appreciation I gained for those four Fire Nation teens, because I always knew I loved Azula, but then like Tylee and May and then Zuko kind of came more into my forefront when we were like leading up to the beach, because it was like, I don't know, basically it was pretty much, that was the hashtag leading up to it, and I was like, okay, this is a big event. And I realized why, because these people are also damaged, and they're like, they're also sexy at the same time, and they brood, and it's just so much fun. I loved it. I shipped them all together, and it was just, they're so neurotic. It's a very good time getting into the Fire Nation, and Katara and her sexy. Fire Nation clothes.
Plus, like, when Zuko, so like, takes off his robe and, like, those seagulls fly over.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite moments.
We probably need to give a bigger shout-out to Ember Island players, because that was just so immense. The fact that that happened. Because Natalie and I, like, we had a moment, because her and I'll speak for her, because I'm sure she would talk about this. Her and I would talk on Glee Chat for years about this line that Sokka says during the Ember Island players. You know, it was really unclear. Because we would say that for, like, everything on Glee. Remember, Caitlin? That would, like, everything that would just, like, be vague. We would just be like, you know, it was really unclear. And then when it finally happened on Avatar, I couldn't contain my excitement. Natalie and I just fangirled together. We're like, this is the thing we do.
Okay. Any other Avatar stuff? I mean, I'm sure there's like a million.
I was like, I could talk for another hour if you want, but I won't.
Yeah,
maybe not. Okay. Let's move on to Freaks and Geeks then, which Kristen loaned me her Green Army jacket.
What?
I put on that music because this is the
show. I like your jacket, Karen.
Yeah.
Not Karen, it's not for you. That wasn't for your jacket. That was my delayed wah 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 for the show itself for Freaks and Geeks.
I love it.
Harsh. I like it.
You know, it's funny because I never watched it, so I shouldn't hate on it so bad. It's
mainly because every episode I'm like, okay, here's a 40-minute tirade on what was going on in the writer's strike.
That was one of my favorite parts, was hearing you just give a history lesson.
Yeah, that's why I love Freaks and Geeks so much. Plus, like, I love Jason Segel, and I think that show is just genius. I could watch it again right now. I really liked it.
I think I'd like to give it another try under different circumstances, because while I was on as a super fan, I had just watched it previously, and it was hard to... I don't know, I guess turn right around, rewatch it, and talk about it like that. On top of, like, Caitlin, you and me specifically, like, that round was so crazy.
Oh my god.
And
it was rough.
Everything kept going wrong for us all, I think, on, like, a personal level in a lot of ways. And so I'm not super proud of what we brought to that round, but it is what it is, and we discussed it, and I think it was still worth doing, because it's definitely one of those shows that people refer back to a lot, has a lasting impact, and it maybe isn't as big as some of the other ones that we've, you know, tackled, but I don't know. I'm still glad we did it.
Yeah, I think also we were coming off of Avatar, and we were like, here...
Oh, yeah.
And I think the same thing happened with Pushing Daisies after Veronica Mars. Like, you just come off of this show and you're like, that was so good. and now you have to dive into something else that's so different and just weird. And then you're like, oh, right. But then we were, like, also kind of just waiting for Cora. And I don't know. I felt like I was like, okay, this is my time to relax. Even though once we started Freaks and Geeks, I was like, yes, I forgot about all this awesome stuff that happened, even though it was horrible what happened during the show. But, like, there's just so much, like, behind-the-scenes gossip, and they're great cameos. And I did enjoy rewatching it.
Like Shia LaBeouf.
Like Shia
LaBeouf showing up was my favorite part.
Actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
Hashtag Team Shia. Forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, he was great.
Anything else? Or are we just waiting to get to Cora now?
Cora.
I like James Franco, too. I think my love for him grew a little bit. Even though everybody else kind of hates him. Like Shia LaBeouf. So, like, I will be Team Shia and Team James Franco. Enough for, like, everybody else.
Is that it? Okay. All right, and then Cora, I just got really confused. Hold on.
Well, I'll go. I have some Tenzin over here that Karen picked up for me. She sent me a photo of this. Tenzin, and I immediately PayPal'd her money right on the spot and said, buy it.
And I've got the match.
Tanya has it too.
Snap.
I love it so much. It's just like printed on Kodak paper, and it's wonderful.
Amazing. It's so good.
It's so great. And then I also have Cora, who is like rocking. Look at her six.
Snap.
Yeah, I don't even really like her as a character, but oh, there she is.
Oh, I love Jane and Barney. I love the voice actress for Cora. That's like the best part about Cora, the character, the voice actress, not the actual character.
Oh, Cora. I have a lot of feelings about Cora.
Cora was rough in some places, but I think the overall feeling that it left me with was very positive.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I just didn't like her, I think, which is a problem. But I loved Mako. I loved Bolin. I thought he was brilliant. Yeah, I like Boomy 2.0, even though he kind of fell off the face of the earth at the end there. Like, he was just like, I'm going to go train and lose a bunch of weight and look really awesome, but then just not come back. Just maybe once or twice with Boomju. yeah. I loved when he accidentally saved everyone just by messing up constantly and causing, like, this chain reaction of things. Yeah, but overall, I did enjoy Cora. It didn't feel the same as Avatar, but it was still very, very good. I think I loved hating on it just because the listeners hated that I hated on it. I every week I was like, this is the week I'm going to get kicked off of this podcast. And not intentionally, just like speaking what I felt. And I was like, this is it. They're calling for mutiny.
Now, Karen and Brittany, didn't you guys know what hashtag the thing was before the show even started, just from like the internet existing?
Just the internet. Like, Cora was still on the air when we were doing Avatar.
Right.
So hypeable articles were going up. Like, I knew that Toph was alive because there was a feature image of her sitting in Hypeable, you know. So, like, I knew a couple of things, but I tried to block Cora out just because I knew we were going to be watching it.
Did it make your enjoyment of that show a little bit less, the fact that you knew, like, that Cora and Asami got together? Like, was that a thing that was like, oh, I'm so disappointed now because it's, you know, that's the arc, that's the final plot of the show, and now that we have it, it's like, okay, what's next? We know who lives, and we know who's together in the end.
No, I think because, like, I was still into, like, Cora and Mako in the beginning, because, like, a lot can happen before a series finale. So I was like, right. Oh, things can still happen. And it didn't really ruin my enjoyment, because I knew it was just right at the end. It wasn't, like, going to be this overarching thing.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I thought I knew a lot of things that I definitely did not know. Like, characters dying that I was convinced I knew had died and was sad about.
Oh, right!
They never died.
Yeah, the whole series, you thought Mako was going to die.
Okay. He gets really close in the end. Like, I can see why you'd think he would be dead. If you saw, like, that gif of him, like, exploding the power with his fingers and all that, so
oh,
I get it.
That scene was so brutal.
It was like, I think I looked up an image of Mako, and then it had, like, Mako death is the Google, like, suggestion, and I was like, oh, crap, now I know that he died.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but it's kind of like a fun backwards spoiler, because then you're completely subverted at the end.
Yeah. It was nice that he didn't actually end up dying.
I will say, because Natalie's not here, she tweets me about this, or messages me about this, like, randomly, was when I said it was nice to have the gang back together, like, when they were, like, you know, in the final season, they were about to go kick some butt, and, like, I was like, you know, Mako is there doing his police thing, and Asami's there to drive, and Bolin's, like, causing all these diversions, and Korra's just there. She's like, yeah, that's pretty perfect. I don't know what it is about her. It just annoyed me so much. I wish it didn't, but it did.
But Vacation Tenzin.
Hashtag Vacation Tenzin happened. Oh, so good.
And so hashtag good. Pema the Homewrecking Horror.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I forgot about Pema.
Never a five get. She broke up Linzin.
Oh, Linzin. Oh, Lin was awesome. And metal bending was, like, so cool.
Ariana was here.
To talk about Lin.
Yeah.
There's a lot to say about Lin. Like, didn't she met her voice actress, because I think Ariana was in a play with her, or she was stage crew for the play that...
And she, like, just hangs out with her on the regular.
And she's, like, playing the charades with her or something.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, she's, like, besties with her. And I think that... I think Ariana really appreciated the Mako and Bolin's Big Mexican Family. That was her favorite.
Yeah!
She talked about that a lot.
Grandma.
That was cute.
Yeah, like pictures of the royalty in their house.
Yeah.
I really liked Korra. Just, I think, because we were all back together talking about the show again, and being in that universe was awesome. There was terrifying villains, like really terrifying villains, and I think the issues were a lot, like, more terrifying because they were real things. I don't know. It wasn't just like a Fire Lord for four seasons that we're afraid of. We're afraid of a lot of different scarier people. Like,
remember how, like, uncomfortably sexy the Red Lotus was, and how it spawned that article from Natalie about, like, the cartoons that we're unfortunately very attracted to?
Yeah, those guys were awesome.
They were very cool. You can't beat like electrocution on screen. Like, they went from, like, he's lying for Jet's debt to, like, Mako's gonna straight up kill her, and you're gonna see it, and you're gonna hear her last breath. Like, that, the Korra took it to a whole other level from Avatar.
Yeah. And, like, so much bloodbending. There was bloodbending in Avatar, but nothing as, like, crazy as that.
I know.
Oh, and seeing all the Avatar kids all grown up. And ripping my heart out and stomping on it, and then pouring some, like, lemon juice in the open wound whenever they showed Sokka.
Everyone's dead.
Everyone is dead. Although,
and Zuko's dragon,
and his face when they mention Iroh in the spirit world.
Iroh was there?
He looked like his, like, little young self again.
And also the fact that Zuko totally went off and got together with Katara for, like, so much of, like, the off time. Like, when he's just not on screen, Katara's just not doing anything, because they couldn't show that, because they couldn't give us Zutara fans what we need, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is so sad.
No, that's totally what was happening.
Well, his betrothal in Mechas, remember, Brittany?
I know. Oh, I know. You don't have to tell me. I know. I wrote it in my head.
Okay, alright, let's jump into Buffy as our latest one. You guys have no idea what we did for this.
Buffy!
Yeah. Did you make daggers? Are you going to stab each other?
Oh, we'll get there. Should I show them this first?
Okay, well, we made a little present in honor of our
tonight's episode.
Yeah, our upcoming episode.
It's Egbert.
Egg! Did you boil it like Xander?
No. No, that's not. Okay, but here's the pièce de résistance. We love this. Okay.
So, we made steaks.
Oh, look at you guys.
But they're actually just crescent rolls. We
and rolled I was going to guess carrots, so.
And made steaks.
Yep.
So. They're kind of crunchier than we thought. But they're yummy.
I was really hungry. I just wanted to get to Buffy's.
We've been staring at you know, an hour now, and we're all just like, we could eat those. Like, we could eat
them. That's so awesome. Yeah,
talk about Buffy. I'm gonna eat some more.
Buffy's okay.
Brittany, are you converted?
No, I'm in deep. I'm in deep. Giles. Yeah, I really, oh, Giles. God, do I love that man. yeah, I'm a little too obsessed with Giles. I'm really enjoying it. I'm having a good time now. I had a really hard time the first couple episodes. I was like, oh boy, I'm going to have to jump ship on this one. Because it's a long haul. Like, we're going till May of next year doing this. So,
would you jump ship? Would you have done that to me?
Well, no, only because that's a long time to go without talking to you. yeah, but it was hard for a while. I would, like, stack up the episodes and have to watch four, and then I was like, oh my gosh. But once Spike came along, I was okay. I was alright. I'm really starting to like what's going on. I love a good monster of the week, except this week, which we'll get to in a little while. I gotta save up all my energy to talk about that episode. Yeah, but it's halfway through season two, I think, and I have a long way to go, but I'm liking it.
Brittany, what's your ship in the show? Do you have one yet?
It's Xander and Cordelia, because I just don't care.
I was trying to come up with a ship name for them. I came up with one before.
Also,
no super fans yell at me.
There are no ship names in this show. They've said it before.
I have to pioneer this.
No, you don't know.
Yeah. Even I know that there are no ship names in this show.
Listen to Danielle. Listen to all of us.
But I just remember messaging Karen a few weeks ago and being like, it was like in the middle of a rant about something that was going on. It was about Giles, I think, revealing that he had this past. And then just being like, oh, and by the way, Cordelia and Xander just need to hook up already and get it over with. And then in like two episodes later, they did. And I was like, all right, I feel validated.
It was weird too, because I realized, I was listening back to like two episodes ago. It was, I think it was maybe Kristen, Natalie, Karen, and I, and if that was the group. And then there was a point where I was like, Xander's so pointless. He needs a love interest. What if Cordelia starts becoming more interested in him? And then she did the next episode. I'm with you. Like, I saw it coming, but I didn't know I saw it coming.
Yeah.
It was really strange.
It's really hard when you guys bring up stuff that are, like, it's super accurate and on point, and I can't, like, it's a good thing we don't do this live, because I mute my microphone and, like, laugh. So...
I also feel like the super fans are really quiet. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, ask her.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
If Danielle, if you're watching along, if you're caught up with us or
anything. Well, no. I had to keep taking my headphones out just now.
Oh, you should have said something.
No,
you
it's fine.
Where
I
you
caught it.
Beforehand. I'm sorry.
I caught it, so it should be okay, but it's whatever. I think I'm just a few episodes behind, because I like to watch them in large chunks. Otherwise, I will just keep going.
Hmm.
So I've been trying to, like, stackpile a bunch of episodes and watch them at once and then go and watch something else and then come back and watch, like, another chunk. The chunks are getting smaller as we go, but I'm only, like, I think if you record today, I'll be four episodes behind. Three.
Oh, okay.
I watched the first Kendra one, I think. maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. And what do you think of it so far?
I think it's okay. It keeps my interest for the most part. I don't fall asleep while watching it. So that's a good sign.
That's not pushing Daisy's level.
No. No. It's hard because, like, I'm actively... It's weird. I'm actively trying not to watch it, but it's different from doing that while also podcasting about it. So it's a little bit harder or, like, less connected to it the way that I'm watching it rather than if I was doing it the same way but watching it with the podcast or, like, podcasting about it, if that makes sense. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I like it.
And then, Danya, obviously you're a super fan,
yeah,
but you're not able to be on this round. So have you been watching it all or
anything? Before you guys started it as a rewatchable thing, I'd rewatched season one and most of season two. I'd started on my own rewatch like a couple of months before you guys started. So I'm kind of half watching along with you guys, but I like jumping in and out of the episodes I like better and skipping over the ones that I'm not so fond of. So I'm pseudo watching along, but that's kind of fun. I will probably properly watch along with you guys when you get to season 5, which is my favorite season. So
cool. Interesting. Yeah. Hope we can get you on the podcast at some point to talk about it. Cause that would be really nice.
Yeah, please do, because my favorite episode ever is in season 5. So that's it. That's all I'm saying. That's all you're getting at me. I will tell you, Karen, I will tell you separately which one's my favorite episode
ever. Not right now, though, because Kristen can see my phone.
Yeah,
well, don't worry. When we're all done and everything, I'll let you know.
Caitlin, how has it been so far? Being with the newbies, having them talk about the show, and sometimes cursing the name of the show, which is so dear to us.
Oh my goodness. The last episode I was on, there was a lot of, oh, this thing was so stupid, and it was my favorite scene in the episode. So that was fun. So there's some awkward things where the newbies do not like my favorite things, but that's a that comes with the territory of being a super fan. I have high hopes for what's coming up. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, you guys have all the knowledge. We know nothing. So we pretend to know things, but we don't know anything.
And yeah, I also feel like you guys aren't able to talk a lot, though, is something I've noticed. Like, I feel like the super fans are just like, what do you think? And then can't say anything. And I feel bad in a way because... I was on an episode with Caitlin a few weeks ago, and I feel like I only heard Caitlin during favorite lines and scenes. And I was like, but I want to hear what Caitlin has to say.
All the comments are like, what do you think is going to happen? Yeah. It's like, there's nothing for a super fan to say when that's your discussion. So maybe we need to rework our docs a little bit.
And I think some of the episodes are so significant for future, events, that sometimes it's easier just to ask the newbies, what did you think, and have them speculate, because they clearly know, this is going to lead to something eventually, versus there are other episodes where I think it's really interesting to get into characterization. But it is hard to, say what you think without pulling from future stuff, because sometimes those things reflect back, and I've trouble doing that, at least.
It's really hard because Buffy is so long, so mm-hmm. having 7 seasons worth of knowledge about certain things, because with something that's shorter that we've done, I feel like it's a little easier to be a super fan, but when you have 7 seasons of things, you're kind of having to hold back a lot more than you would on, say, Firefly or something.
I would agree with that, because I didn't have as much trouble as you guys seem to be having with Buffy when we were doing Veronica Mars. I could throw out a lot of no comments, but I also feel like I didn't get sidelined a lot. So I definitely think that because you have so much more knowledge that it makes it a lot harder.
Yeah, and I only did Freaks and Geeks, and which had 13 total episodes as a super fan, and then I did Pushing Daisies as a super fan, which had like 20 total episodes. So there wasn't, and nothing in the last episode of Pushing Daisies would have spoiled the first 19 episodes. So I feel like I had a really easy time just being like, yeah, this is what happens. This is a thing.
You were telling me a story this morning about Buffy, and I think Brittany can relate to this too.
Yeah, actually, earlier this morning, we were watching Daredevil, I think, and a friend of mine from high school who I played softball with just randomly tweeted me and was like, hey, so I saw you're watching Buffy, like, it had to have been this episode, right? And it was a title I didn't recognize, so I was like, no, we watched Ted and Bad Eggs, and she was like, oh my gosh. And I haven't talked to her in probably 5-6 years, like, it's been a long time since I've said anything to her, and just randomly found me. So Buffy brings people together. It just does. And
yeah,
it makes me.
I talked to my coworker about Buffy. I'll come in and I'll be like, okay, so these are the two episodes I watched, and she's just like, I'm so excited, I can't say anything, but I'm so excited, just tell me all about it. And she just sits there. She's like the best super fan. Like, you guys are great, but she, like, seeing her face when I say certain things is, I don't see your faces. Like you said, you're on mute, Karen. She is not on mute, and she's right in front of me, and she is just, like, deadpan. Like, no expression, does not gasp, does not smile, nothing, and she just takes in what I have to say, and she's just like, okay, talk to me in a couple weeks.
That's pretty great.
She's, like, so good about it. She is amazing, and I love it. Because I'll just go in and be like, what is going on with Giles? And she'll just be like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
That's awesome. Okay, so we're running a little long, and we have our other episode to do in, like,
in
15 minutes.
Yeah.
So we need to wrap this up a little bit, but we were talking about, actually, Brittany, this was your idea, like, any crossover episodes that we would like, and apparently you have a surprise?
Well, I will have a surprise. This is coming very soon. Hopefully I'll finish it tonight. It's based off of something that Caitlin tweeted a while ago to me at the Rewatchable account, and I thought that writing my Vacation Tenzin fan fiction was enjoyable, but writing Vacation Tenzin with Vacation Giles is proving to be even more enjoyable. So
there's
a special 150th episode fan fiction from yours truly coming soon featuring Vacation Tenzin, Vacation Giles, Vacation Air Bison full of books. Coming shortly.
Oh my
god. That's amazing.
can you record yourself saying it so that we can, like, cue your narration?
See. It's not our 200th episode, so. But yeah, that's coming. I got really into it earlier, but had to write a Once Upon a Time article, so.
I mean, if I yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So, did you have more?
No, that was it.
Oh, okay. Basically, you know, we get this question all the time, literally all the time. You know, what shows are we going to do next and that kind of thing. And it's hard because we have a really long list, but there are a lot of things that we want to do as fans and a lot of things we want to do because it's relevant right now. But if we could have any show, if we could do any show on Rewatchable, what would it be? Danya is cheering. What's yours, Danya?
Star Trek, the original series. The first Star Trek series. I want to do that as a rewatchable.
I would be a super fan, and I'd be into it.
You like Star Trek? What?
All right, we'll talk. After I record the next rewatchable, we'll talk.
Okay, good. Oh my god. Yeah, no, it's like my dream show to do on rewatchable, full stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Star Trek, the original series. Actually, Brittany, I'm going to pitch you an idea when you talk to me after the next episode. So.
And, okay. Brittany, what would yours be?
Will and Grace. I would do, like, line-by-line commentary of Will and Grace. Actually, if you, I don't know if you could see it. This is a box I made when I was little, and it's covered in Will and Grace pictures and quotes, and inside the box is this binder that is full, this is really sad, is full of magazines with the pages tabbed of whenever Will and Grace were in a magazine, I would buy it. And it has, like, all of my old calendars of, like, Will and Grace. Like, I saved it all because I love the pictures. And one month, I was flipping through them the other day, and one month, it's like, Will and Grace receives 15 Emmy nominations. And then it was, like, vacation, like, the next week. Yeah, I would definitely, definitely do a Will and Grace rewatchable. I might just do it by myself. Just
awesome. I'll join you. Yes. I'll join you for that.
Oh, I would love it so much.
And I haven't watched Will and Grace in so long.
Oh, it's so good.
And Caitlin?
Would, because nobody watches this, it would be a terrible choice, but I would love to get everyone watching Nikita. It was like four seasons, and the fourth season had six episodes, and it was one of the best shows on TV, and it was on the CW, and nobody watched it, but it's an incredible remake of a spy series with badass female lead, and she's like trying to take down a corrupt organization, and it's all awesome. And it actually has multiple badass female leads and a badass female villain, and pretty much all amazing things. And I think you guys would adore it, but I would probably be the only super fan, so that would be a problem.
Devin Sawa was in that, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, yeah. I know a few things. I haven't seen it, but I do know about that show.
I actually watched the pilot for that show because of you.
I'm glad, because it's so good.
We talked about it so much, and I watched the pilot, and like just never went back to it, but it was a pretty good pilot, and like I saw the potential in the show, so I'd like to watch it.
Eventually. It's all on Netflix, so even if we never touch it on Rewatchable, everyone should watch it anyway, because it's amazing.
It's on my list. It's for sure on my list.
If you guys like the shows that we've been watching for Rewatchable, you would love Nikita. And it's really smart, and just, I love everything about it.
You know, just listening to you talk very briefly, I'm reminded of something we keep bringing up on Hero Hype. You know what would be a really good other show to do? Batman Beyond.
Yes! Oh my god, that was my other choice.
Okay, good. I was like, no, you know what? Batman Beyond would actually be a really good one to do. It's such a good animated show. And yeah, it's really damn good.
All my love for Terry out there. I need it.
Now I want to go and watch Batman Beyond.
We'll just do that on Hero Hype. That'll be like
our special
we'll
edition.
Do our own rewatchable.
Batman Beyond special edition. Let's do it.
Mitch, what would your dream show be?
See, I was going to say Heroes, the original show. Then I realized that it's really bad, and I haven't actually finished it because it got really bad, so I can't even be considered a super fan for it.
The first season was great. It
just
so we could just stop after first season.
That'd be kind of fun to like just do like one season of a show that was like
and then
only
pretend
good
it was canceled.
Yeah, pretend it's canceled. You know, actually, I don't think this is too realistic because it's too long. I mean, it's Buffy length. Gilmore Girls would be fun. I don't know how it would do as a rewatchable format because I think it's tough because it's not always plot driven. Sometimes it's really just kind of like fun. It's not really like this one thing happened and it affected the next plot. It's pretty much just like there's this skit, it comes into the next. So it almost feels like a sitcom, but it's not. So it's really, and it's sad too because when I'm watching it, I like to think of like, you know, it's like, oh, Danielle would say this, or you know, Danya would say this about Lorelai or whatever. And it's just it's fun to like go through my head and pretend you guys are watching it with me, but I don't think it's ever going to happen, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. The voices in my head are keeping me company.
Confession time. Never seen Gilmore Girls. I've never seen it.
It's okay, because it's on Netflix, and you can catch
same
up before Danya. It's on.
It's good. I just feel like if I had to talk about it on Rewatchable, it would ruin it for me, and I can't.
Yeah. It's really meant to just kind of be, like, it feels like you're sitting down to have a cup of cocoa with a friend when you're sitting down and watching that show.
Yeah,
even
marathon, and I don't want to talk
right
about
time
it.
Because it feels like you're supposed to, like, you know, enjoy it in little bits because it's so sweet. But to try and enjoy, like, dessert all the time wouldn't be that good.
Yeah, plus, like, breaking things down, just, it's, if I personally give too much attention to it, I'm like, ooh, that's just bad. Like, bad plot line, bad, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. I just want to keep it in the nice little part of my brain to where I could just click a random episode and start watching it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a squishy show that you can just kind of turn on wherever you want. Mm-hmm. And you're always going to enjoy
seven episodes and then leave.
yeah. You can jump in anytime you need to, and you'll still enjoy it all the same, right?
Yep.
And then, Danielle, what would your dream show be?
Sure, I'll keep it short. I have sort of two. My number one would be Dollhouse, I think, because I haven't gravitated to any show like Veronica Mars as much as I have to that one. And I think there are a lot of interesting, like, moral questions that we can discuss. So I'd love to do that one. And then, I mean, if we have time, I wouldn't mind doing a rewatch of Friday Night Lights so I can look at my hot guys again. So.
That would be a good one. I've heard a lot of good things about Friday Night Lights. I think that would fit in well.
I recently did it while trying not to watch Buffy, and it was a good decision, but it was a bad decision at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So much Riggins love just all over the place. I just watched that. I just watched it, like, in October, and I'm obsessed. I love Friday Night Lights.
I already know the answer to this, but what would your...
There are so many, because I have never been a super fan. I've always been a newbie, and even the shows that I wasn't on, I would have been a newbie on Rewatchable. So if I had a choice, there are a million. I mean, everyone would expect, and I'm pretty sure you expect me to say The West Wing or Smallville, but they're so long, both of those, that it would take, like, Buffy-length time. So I am going to say either Greek, which is really, really fun if we're looking for something a little more lighthearted, or The Following. Yeah. The Following was so good, guys. It's only three seasons long. It was an amazing show, and nobody watched it.
I quit after the first season.
One season is all I could do.
Me
it's
too.
It's so good. It's so good, and it ended so well. I just,
I thought it was so bad.
It was good. Karen got, I got her obsessed with it, and we both, like, just, it was amazing. So I would love to do The Following just to see how everybody reacted to it, but it's so good.
If I were a meaner person than I am, I would pull rank and just be like, we're doing The Following next.
I would take that round off. I'm not even kidding.
I could talk people into it. I legitimately think that The Following is excellent and would love to do it someday, especially because it did get canceled, so it falls a little more into, like, our original intentions with the podcast, and there are a lot of really good twists, and I think that would just do really well for somebody who has not seen the series, you know, do, like, the super fan newbie thing. But, of course, I mean, nobody's surprised. My favorite, my ultimate choice would be Charmed. Maybe we'll get there one day. Buffy can test the waters for us. Let's see how the longer ones do and if people are into it, but I would absolutely love to do Charmed one day. I think that would be incredible.
I just remembered another really short-lived, awesome show that could work. Almost Human.
Because
that was canceled way too soon.
Yeah, I haven't seen it at all. Soon. It was really good.
It was so good. And also, if anyone needs an excuse to just look at Carl Urban week in, week out, I mean, it's a pretty good excuse for it. And Michael Ealy.
Karen, I have to fill in for Selena. I'm a spirit animal here, because she would say two things that, one, she would really love to do Lost, and that's what I'm kind of replacing mine with, because I would totally be on that with her. And two, that last week she said Talks of Camelot for Merlin is not online anymore. I found it, and I can give it to Brittany to tweet out the link, so everyone can listen to that. So, in the meantime, while we're not doing Merlin Unrewatchable, you can listen to that.
Merlin was my life for years, because I lived where they were filming it, so...
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Listeners, keep us updated on what you'd like us to do, especially coming up after Buffy. I mean, I know that's 18 years from now, like we keep saying, but we do have to think about it eventually, and I really don't know which direction to go in. Do something short, do something older, do something that's really relevant right now, you know, with, like, Star Trek stuff coming up and that kind of thing. We're talking about a Charmed reboot and a reunion and, you know, all that kind of thing. So we'll just have to see, but let us know what you're thinking, and we always pay attention and write those down, and we'll get to it at some point. Hopefully this podcast will go on for eternity. We'll pass it on to our children, and they will podcast as well.
We're the original gang.
And they'll be the crew.
Yeah.
And, okay, to wrap this up, Brittany, do you want to just read out some of these tweets that you've collected from people that have been leaving us very nice things?
Yeah, I do. So we had a couple people write in about their favorite moments on the podcast, and then I tried to reach out for people who just didn't tweet about anything but Avatar, but here are some. So Gordon Toonie Chopperman said, happy third anniversary. Favorite memory, Zutara came to Rewatchable. It saw Rewatchable, and it conquered Rewatchable. Hashtag Zutara 5 ever. It did. It was awesome. Then we have Zach at Zach H Official. You guys are still some of my favorite people. You are all great, and I hope the podcast continues for many more years. Thank you, Zach. Zach also tweeted that he could not be here today, but is looking forward to catching up on the live podcast. Then we have Steffi Merle at Steffi Merle. One of my favorite moments was when all the newbies hated Zuko. The good old days.
God,
good times. Zuko was the worst.
I think Caitlin should read this next one.
Absolutely. Do you have the doc, Caitlin?
Sorry, my internet was going really slow.
Okay.
Joe Ludwigson says, happy third anniversary. There are so many great moments, but I'll go with the boulder impressions. I win every time.
I love the boulder so much. I love Caitlin's the boulder. Not even the boulder, just Caitlin's the boulder. Yeah.
The boulder appreciates that.
Then we have at Joitz, who says, favorite moment ever is easily McCall singing Little Soldier Boy in episode 83 for Atlas season 2, episode 15. Oh, that was a heart-wrenching moment. Then we have Kimberly Hanner at Kimber Power, who says, definitely when sexual Tenzin became a thing. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard at a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It still haunts me, like, how attracted I am to Tenzin sometimes. It's uncomfortable.
But yeah, that's some of our listeners' favorite moments that they tweeted us. Those are also the listeners who tweeted us all through Avatar, like, superstars. Our Twitter was insane during Avatar, and then it kind of, like, fell apart again. But that's okay. It's fine. There's some Buffy stuff going on, which I appreciate. But tweet me. I love tweeting.
That was an intense face, Brittany. Oh, my God.
Luckily, it's on the internet forever, so you can relive it as much as you
want. We made that a gift. Please.
Oh, no. No, no.
Yes.
No.
Okay, well, we want to wrap this up because we do have to get to our next podcast, but thank you so much for watching or listening. We really appreciate it. And please keep spreading the word about Rewatchable. I think I can speak for everyone when I say we really care about this podcast and the shows that we do, and really enjoy that we're bringing something a little bit different to the podcasting world. So, you know, keep tweeting and, you know, sharing the podcast with friends and stuff like that. As always, rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com, @re_watchable, and this post on hypeable.com, and then rewatchablepodcast.tumblr.com. iTunes reviews are really great. I probably won't do anything that they tell me to do, but that's okay. That's fun. Maybe one day I will. and you guys will be shocked. Yeah. But I guess we're signing off so we can get back on and do another podcast. So
we're 3 minutes late.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.